news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Yes, 1 week from today, giving away that ultimate tailgate prize package. But for now, it's November the 8th. So still 1 week until we give those away. 69 degrees and foggy outside the FM Talk 106.5 studios. I'm Dalton Orwig, Kelly Finley in studio
as we get your Thursday started. Good morning. A very foggy start.
Yeah, it was fun driving in this morning.
Yeah.
Say that much.
You got to give yourself extra time, especially as you have the weekend on your mind. This is Friday Eve, right?
Yeah, Friday Eve. I've never been more ready for Friday. We got a full show on tap. Of course, news with Kelly. You got your sports with me. Dr. Bill's going to give us our full weather forecast for not only today, but the rest of the weekend. We'll be talking to him a lot this morning, but we start the morning off with Kane and the traffic update on this foggy, foggy Thursday morning.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we do have a dense fog advisory until 9 a.m. this morning. A large tree down in Crenshaw and Homewood Street. That's going to be just off of Dolphin and Old Shell affecting traffic. So far, no accidents, so a good ride again across the Bayway, but thick fog on the way in this morning. Join the 35th Annual Mobile International Festival as they present celebrations from around the world Saturday, November 17th at the Mobile Fairgrounds. Get details at mobileinternationalfestival.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for showers with temperatures in the mid-70s. Tonight, fog with a few showers, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, showers with highs in the upper 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Oh, man, I love football.
Me too. I'm glad we had time to get out to a game.
Oh, look.
What?
On the field.
That's not.
Sorry, dear. Didn't know I still had my knitting needles in my pocket. What did I tell you about that whistle? Give it to me. Give me the whistle.
Get off the field!
Please don't arrest her. We're coming down to get her.
Have any of you gentlemen looked at your insurance premium lately? You know, for the past several years, it's just been going up, up, and up. Think of all the other things you could be spending that money on. Why, Jack Green eNational Insurance could insure this entire team. Workers' comp, homeowners, auto, commercial, and all types of business insurance.
Hey, we've got to get you out of here.
Get your hands off me.
Bill, a family dispute, 285171.
No, no, not a family dispute.
It's fine, officer.
What a nice young man. He escorted me all the way out of the stadium. He must think I've fallen ill.
Something like that, yes.
The Jack Green Insurance Agency in Mobile.
Ask for Jack!
344-5393.
Turn up your voice online. Follow FM Talk 106.5 by searching Twitter at FM Talk 106.5. Feeding breaking news, weather, traffic, and opinion. Plus, your replies. Find us at twitter.com at FM Talk 106.5.
609 FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings with Dalton Orwig and Kelly Finley. Sean Sullivan will be back very, very soon. Lots to get to today, of course, with Attorney General Jeff Sessions resigning from the post yesterday at Trump's request, and fallout from the midterms on Tuesday. We'll cover a whole lot of that today, but we get it started with Kelly Finley in the news.
All righty. Thank you, Dalton. Good morning. Breaking news that you may just be waking up to. We've been following this overnight. Another mass shooting, this happening in Ventura County. Here's what we know thus far. The mass shooting happened at the Borderline Bar and Grill. A call of shots fired at 11:20 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Police say 11 people inside that bar were killed. One law enforcement officer has been killed. They have named that officer. We know that he leaves behind a wife and a child, a son. The shooter is dead, so the total death toll is 13 people, which includes the suspect. It is a horrific scene, Dalton. This bar, according to the website, it hosts College Country Night every Wednesday. So most people inside this bar in Southern California were college students. This is a very troubling situation. More information will come out throughout the morning, but I did want to let you know, in case you missed the national news update, that is what's happening in Thousand Oaks, California. Closer to home, there is a poll circulating right now, since we're talking about the former Attorney General, Jeff Sessions. Do you think he should make a 2020 run for his old U.S. Senate seat? There's a poll, as you know. It's on AL.com. So here's the poll. You can vote hashtag yes, welcome Matt out, or hashtag no, no one home. As of 6 a.m. this morning, the yeses were 56.2%. The noes come in at 43.8%.
Wow, close race.
Yeah, and who knows when they're going to cut off the voting. Again, this is on AL.com. They have the poll posted on the website. So once you pick your yes or your no, you can then see where the percentage stands. Sessions has had a very rocky relationship with President Donald Trump since recusing himself from the investigation into Russia and has been the subject of many critical thoughts and words via tweets. So the moment that breaking news hit the airwaves, the question of whether Sessions would run in 2020 for his old U.S. Senate seat, well, that started swirling around. It's a seat he held from 1996 until his appointment by President Trump in 2017. A little bit of history about Jeff Sessions. He served as a U.S. attorney for the Southern District of Alabama from 1981 to soon after the 1992 election of President Bill Clinton. After a short time in private practice, he then ran for Alabama Attorney General in 1994 against Democratic incumbent Jimmy Evans. Sessions won that race and served until being elected to the Senate in 1996. After his appointment as Attorney General, former Alabama Attorney General Luther Strange was appointed to that seat, but Strange lost to Roy Moore in the Republican primary last year. Moore, however, was defeated by Democrat Doug Jones in a special general election for the U.S. Senate seat. That's a lot right there. But yeah, you need to know that to understand what's going on with this headline that is, of course, hitting our nation's capital, but as well here closer to home, because we've just wrapped up an election. So the thoughts are, will he or won't he? We, of course, will stay posted and keep you posted on that. And then there's this news out of Baldwin County this morning, as a 28-year-old man has been arrested and charged with four counts of sex crimes against a child. According to the Baldwin County jail records, Michael Thomas Owens is of Stapleton. He was charged with two counts of sodomy with a male, torture, willful abuse of a child, and the sexual abuse of a child under 12. When a school resource officer noticed, quote, severe spanking marks on that child, that helped launch an investigation. A more in-depth investigation uncovered the extent of the abuse, which investigators believe had been going on for at least 2 years. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly. 6:13 now, FM Talk 106.5, and the three big things on FMTalk106.5.com. You just heard Kelly talking about it. Jeff Sessions out as Attorney General, leaving at the President's request. And our second story also has to do with that. Well, actually, not with that, but with the Democrats winning the House in the midterms. Congressman Bradley Byrne predicts that Trump will be impeached by the Democratic House. And the third big thing on our website right now, the White House suspends CNN's Jim Acosta after he and President Donald Trump had a heated confrontation during a news conference yesterday. We'll have audio from that later today in Mobile Morning. 6:14 now on FM Talk 106.5. And coming up in sports, the New Orleans Saints, who have one loss this season, added a Pro Bowl receiver to the roster yesterday. And I'll tell you who that is coming up in sports on Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Broadway's Cirque Dreams dazzles with its popular stage spectacular, Cirque Dreams Holidays. Its talent by the sleigh load, says the New York Daily News. Over 20 of the world's best acts, 300 spectacular costumes, unforgettable music, and Broadway spectacle. Vegas meets family entertainment hails the Boston Globe of this season's must-see Cirque Dreams Holidays.
Friday, November 23rd at the Mobile Civic Center Theater. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A wrongful death lawsuit filed by the family of Michael Cox names three companies and the person who allegedly killed the 21-year-old man with autism. Trent Yates worked at the group home where Cox lived. Police say Yates hit Cox with his fist and even stomped on him, leading to his death. New Way Out Corporation, French Residential Facilities Incorporated, and Alta Point Health Systems are all named in the lawsuit. U.S. Marshals have joined the search for Nicholas Young. Investigators call him a strong person of interest in the murder of a man in Foley. Jeff Higginbotham was found stabbed to death inside his Bay Villa apartment by a maintenance worker on October 30th. A day after the discovery, authorities say Young is seen getting out of Higginbotham's stolen SUV abandoned in Pensacola. U.S. Marshals believe Young could be in South Baldwin County, Birmingham, or Pensacola. The case against two men charged in connection with a gas station shooting and armed robbery over the summer will head to a grand jury. Emmanuel McAlpine and Gwaquez Ludgood are accused of conspiring to rob the Chevron gas station on Sage Avenue, where three people were shot. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
This is Chris Francis, board-certified master arborist at Chris Francis Tree Care. Trees are such a valuable part of your property. Want to know how to keep pest problems away from your trees? Start by keeping them healthy making sure they're growing in a favorable environment, providing the proper nutrients, and maintaining the appropriate pH. Meanwhile, certain pests attack perfectly healthy plants. Timely applications of oils, soaps, insecticides, fungicides, and fertilizers will significantly improve survivability. But the key is having knowledgeable experts making regular site visits to catch or prevent problems before they occur, all while protecting the pollinators and beneficials. Does this sound overwhelming? Let our plant health care professionals do it for you. Call 4TREE, that's F-O-R-T-R-E-E. Chris Francis Tree Care. Online, chrisfrancistreecare.com, or find us on Facebook. Or call 367-8733, 251-4TREE.
I'm Dr. Brian Heller with Southern Cancer Center. I'm often asked how I got into the field of oncology. In medical school, I wasn't sure what kind of doctor I wanted to be until that first day on a rotation in the cancer ward. I met a young girl with leukemia who had a huge impact on me. After that, I met another cancer patient and then another. I had never before experienced interacting with patients on such a deep level. That's when I knew I wanted to take care of patients with cancer. At Southern Cancer Center, I also want to take care of you. I want to navigate you from patient to survivor.
Good morning, 617 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. Right now it's time for the Sports Report. In NFL news, it appears that free agent wide receiver Dez Bryant has found his landing place. The longtime Dallas Cowboys star and the New Orleans Saints reached an agreement on a one-year deal on Wednesday. Financial terms of the deal not yet announced. Bryant will reportedly wear his longtime number 88 in New Orleans and report to the team's facility today after spending yesterday in Dallas with his son. Bryant visited New Orleans Monday, working out with fellow wideouts Brandon Marshall and Kamar Aiken. He also previously met with the Cleveland Browns and the Baltimore Ravens. The 30-year-old spent his entire eight-year career in Dallas before being cut by the Cowboys in mid-April. He's caught 531 passes for 7,459 yards and 73 touchdowns during his NFL career, including 838 yards and 6 touchdowns last season. The three-time Pro Bowl selection also led the NFL with 16 receiving touchdowns back in 2014. And even better, he'll get the opportunity to play against his former team later this month as the Saints are scheduled to visit the Cowboys in Week 13. New York Jets rookie quarterback Sam Darnold wore a walking boot to practice on Wednesday and will not play in Sunday's home game against the Buffalo Bills after the rookie was diagnosed with a, quote, significant foot sprain. Ian Rappaport of NFL Network reports that Darnold will be assessed on a week-by-week basis after the Jets' bye week. The 21-year-old has 1,934 yards, 11 touchdowns, and a league-high 14 interceptions in his rookie campaign. In NASCAR news, Kevin Harvick has been stripped of his berth in the Cup Series championship race because his car failed inspection after winning at Texas Motor Speedway on Sunday. NASCAR said Wednesday that Harvick's number 4 Ford had an illegal spoiler. In addition to the championship qualifying win no longer counting for Harvick, he was docked 40 playoff points. Crew chief Rodney Childers and car chief Robert Smith were suspended for the last two races of the season, and Childers was fined $75,000. Stuart Haas Racing Team will not appeal the penalty, and former Cup crew chief Tony Gibson will replace Childers for the final two races. Harvick still has the possibility to clinch the final playoff spot available on points. He sits 3 points ahead of Kurt Busch and 17 points ahead of Chase Elliott heading into the elimination race on Sunday in Phoenix. Some off-season baseball news. First, according to multiple reports, six-time All-Star Bryce Harper rejected a contract offer late last season from the Washington Nationals. The contract was reportedly valued at $300 million over 10 years. Yeah, that's an average of $30 million a year. Harper turned 26 last month. He's expected to receive the largest contract among the 164 free agents this offseason. Harper has 184 homers and 521 RBIs in his young career after he was selected number one overall by the Nationals back in the 2010 MLB draft. He made his major league debut in 2012. And some good news for Braves fans. Shortstop Dansby Swanson is expected to be ready for spring training following surgery on his left wrist. Yesterday, the Braves said that Swanson had a procedure on Monday to remove a loose body in the wrist. The 24-year-old hit .238 with 14 home runs and 59 RBI in 136 games last season. He was left off the National League Division Series roster against the LA Dodgers after tearing a ligament in his left hand late in the season. Swanson is expected to enter the 2019 season as the starter. In the NBA, Anthony Davis scored 22 of his 32 points in the first quarter, and the New Orleans Pelicans ended a six-game losing streak with a 107-98 win over the Chicago Bulls. Tim Hardaway Jr. scored 34 points and led the New York Knicks past Atlanta 112-107. The Oklahoma City Thunder beat Cleveland 95-86, dropping the Cavaliers' record to 1-10. And LeBron James put up 24 points, 10 rebounds, and 9 assists as the LA Lakers defeated Minnesota 114-110. 621 now on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings. More news with Kelly Finley on the way.
For 20 years, locally owned and operated Pro Tent Window Tinting has been protecting Mobile area homes, businesses, and vehicles from damaging heat and sun rays. Pro Tent specializes in premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films and offers a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs. Blow out your window with a rock while mowing the lawn? It's covered. Angry ex put a golf club through your windshield? It's covered. Pro Tent Window Tinting. Like us on Facebook to check out our work. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for showers with temperatures in the mid-70s. Tonight, fog with a few showers, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, showers with highs in the upper 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Announcing Robertsdale Power Equipment's 4th annual Black Friday sale featuring Husqvarna. Visit Robertsdale Power Equipment for their Black Friday sale November 23rd from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. to see Husqvarna's full line of lawn and garden equipment. Like Husqvarna's robotic 450X auto mower. The auto mower maneuvers around your lawn without supervision, even over tricky terrain and around obstacles. It knows when it needs power and directs itself back to the charging station. The auto mower allows you to set it and forget it, making it the ultimate Christmas gift for any busy homeowner. Plus, take 20% off fleet deals on select Husqvarna commercial equipment. All handheld equipment will be 10% off, and Robertsdale Power Equipment will have select clearance items throughout the store. Check off everything on your list for the landscaper in your life and get the lowest prices of the year on Husqvarna products during Robertsdale Power Equipment's Black Friday sale. Husqvarna, ready when you are at Robertsdale Power Equipment, Highway 59 South, right at the split by the Catholic Church, or visit them online at robertsdalepower.com.
Proving that, in fact, we all can't just get along.
You need to have your ticket punched, Bonbon. I'm going to be your worst nightmare.
So, would you say I would have the right to defend myself?
Weekday afternoons at 2 with Paul Feinbaum on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers not working any new accidents, but they do have a large tree down off of Crenshaw and Homewood Street. That's going to be just off of Dolphin and Old Shell. Dense fog advisory again this morning. Watch your speed. They've got slippery conditions. Make sure you have your low beams on as you're traveling. The South Alabama men's basketball team opens the season this Sunday afternoon, November 11th, versus Huntington at 4 p.m. at the Mitchell Center, and Sunday's military appreciation. All active and retired military will receive 2 free tickets. Go Jags! And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 624 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. 69 degrees and foggy outside of our studios here at Airport and 65. Time to check the headlines for this Thursday morning. Here's Kelly.
All righty. Thank you, Dalton. Good Thursday morning, everyone. Give yourself extra time to get to where you need to go because it is very foggy. And, of course, Kane talked about how long that dense fog advisory will be in effect. That is until 9 a.m., so just in time for everyone to get the kids to school and you to work on time. This morning, we head to Montgomery. As we now know, former State Representative Mark Tuggle, a Republican from Alexander City, is the new chief of staff for Alabama House Speaker Mac McCutcheon. Tuggle did not seek re-election this year after serving 2 terms representing House District 81. According to his bio, he is a forester who retired from Alabama Power Company before serving in the legislature. The announcement was made on Wednesday as McCutcheon said Tuggle set himself apart as a leader in the House and can play an important role in helping lawmakers tackle challenges facing the state. The move may be surprising to some, but not so much to Tuggle, who says, quote, "When I decided against seeking another term in the House, I assumed my work in state government had ended. But Speaker McCutcheon convinced me to continue serving the citizens of Alabama in this new role. As a former member, I'll be able to advise the new House members with the perspective of someone who has once held the same responsibilities. And I will work with the returning members as someone they already already know and trust. So he served as chairman of a House State Government Committee and was a member of the House Ways and Means Education Committee. Tuggle will replace Jim Intrican as McCutcheon's chief of staff. He left that position to become general counsel for the Legislative Services Agency. Let's crunch some numbers this morning as we take a closer look at mortgage debt. Consumer credit reporting agency Experian says that Alabama has an average mortgage debt of little more than $140,000, which places us 13th among the states, narrowly missing making the top 10. So Experian says that Alabama could be in danger, though, of losing its status among the nation's lowest. From 2016 to 2017, Experian reported the state's average mortgage debt rate rose 5.18%. According to the Alabama Center for Real Estate, the median sales price here in Alabama for residential homes in September was $162,482, a 0.6% increase from last year. Alabama's home sales in September, those were up 8.5% from last year. And I'm sure you can guess it, Dalton. Residents in California, they lead the way.
Of course.
That's where residents hold an average debt of $347,652.
Wow. Good thing they make about $700 an hour out there, right?
Well played, my friend. There are several southern states that made this list. Mississippi checks in at number 2 as the lowest, and Kentucky and Arkansas also made the top 10. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, thanks, Kelly. 627 FM Talk 106.5. And Nielsen coming out with the numbers for the midterm election results on TV, and it is a big number. Nielsen says that on Wednesday, 36.1 million people watched midterm election results on TV. That's 59% increase over the last midterms back in 2014, where an estimated 22.7 million people watched. Nielsen said it was the largest midterm election audience dating back to 2002. Fox News Channel led the way with 7.78 million viewers on Tuesday night. 627 on FM Talk 106.5. More Mobile Mornings on the way. We'll check in with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, get the weather forecast for today and the rest of the week.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Mobile native Jeff Sessions is out as Attorney General. He handed in his resignation at the request of President Trump yesterday, just one day after Republicans lost control of the House of Representatives but gained seats in the Senate. Democrats are now concerned his replacement will end the Russia investigation. Some have speculated Sessions will run for his old job in the U.S. Senate in 2020. There's another candidate who's also considering a run for that seat, Alabama Congressman Bradley Byrne.
It's too early to say whether it's a possibility, but it doesn't affect what I'm doing, going around the state talking to people about whether we should run in 2020.
There's a buzz in Northwest Florida following Tuesday's elections. The city of Milton has a new mayor. Heather Lindsay beat out incumbent Wesley Mice, receiving 54% of the vote. With the win, Lindsay is the first woman to be elected mayor in Milton's history.
Some people have felt they weren't heard. They felt that the council made a decision without regard to their input.
Lindsay's first day on the job is December 11th. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
If you're among the majority of people who prefer to read accurate reports of local news and sports, it's time for you to turn the page to the Call News newspaper. Follow your favorite high school sports teams. Learn more about the actions of state, county, and city leaders. The Call News, a newspaper that speaks to you and your interests. Since 1897, the Call News has reported on the issues that matter to the people of South Alabama and is considered to be one of Alabama's best weekly newspapers. The Call News can be purchased at many grocery and convenience stores in South Alabama, including Walmart, Rouse's, and Circle K. If your favorite store doesn't have it, let us know and we'll make it available. Mailed subscriptions are also available for as little as $30 per year and digital copies for even less. Call 866-5998. That's 866-5998 and get connected to the Call News.
Hello, this is Emily Tidwell, and I'm here to talk to you about my dad's business, Forklift Hunter. If you own a forklift or a fleet of forklifts and you're not doing business with Forklift Hunter, you're probably flushing money down the big dealer toilet. Sorry, Dad said that. Forklift Hunter offers service, parts, and sales. As always, the labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Give him a call and compare at 479-2270 or visit forklifthunter.com. Forklift Hunter will save you money.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Atmore?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise. And they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Atmore.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WindCreekAtmore.com for complete rules.
Special report, California bar shooting in Thousand Oaks, California. In the early morning hours, a gunman turned a college bar dance floor into a killing zone. He walked into the borderline bar and grill and started shooting. When it was over, 13 people, including the gunman and a Ventura County Sheriff's deputy who had raced to the scene, were dead. Correspondent Nick Watt is at the scene for us, saying the shooter has not yet been ID'd.
They're still trying to identify that gunman. Now, eyewitnesses from inside described him as a man of average build, wearing dark clothing. Some people say a trench coat. Some people say some sort of hat, glasses, and a beard. And he was carrying a short-barreled handgun.
Police are not investigating it as an act of terror as of now. This woman was inside and survived.
It was rapid. It was loud. It was really loud. And just one after another.
The fatally injured sheriff's deputy, a sergeant, had planned to retire soon after 29 years with the force. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. The boss of struggling Toshiba says he will cut 7,000 jobs over the next 5 years as the Japanese engineering firm pulled out of foreign investments and downgraded its annual profit forecasts. Toshiba also expects to scrap or consolidate some factories and reduce its subsidiaries by 25%, announcing the withdrawal from a U.S.-based liquid natural gas business and the liquidation of NuGen, a nuclear subsidiary in Britain. Newell Brands has signed deals to sell its Pure Fishing and Jostens businesses to private equity firms for about $2.6 billion, as a struggling consumer goods company looks to trim its portfolio and generate cash for its turnaround efforts. Pure Fishing sells tackle, rods, and reels under several brands, such as Berkeley and Abu Garcia. Jostens products include yearbooks, publications, class rings, and other consumer goods. Markets expect little change in the Fed's interest rate announcement later today. The Fed's expected to keep interest rates in place for now, but raise them in December. That's Your Money Now.
Life is all about choices. Cars, shoes, appliances, pretty much everything you buy. And when it comes to life insurance, SelectQuote offers you a choice of your best prices from up to 10 life insurance companies and over 100 different policies. So you not only get the perfect life insurance for your needs, you'll probably save hundreds of dollars in the bargain. Kevin is 39. He controls his blood pressure with meds, but is in good health. SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. SelectQuote, it's all about choices.
To see how affordable life insurance can be for you, go to SelectQuote.com or call 1-800-970-3311. That's 1-800-970-3311. 1-800-970-3311. Over a million people know, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Feel like you can't afford to sell your home? Jason Wells' Buyer Premium Listing Program cuts the commission rate in half. That's a total fee of just 3%. Call me, Jason Will, with JWRE at 333-4700. That's 333-4700, or online at jasonwillsellit.com.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
634 on FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Dalton Orwig and Kelly Finley in with you on this Thursday. 68 degrees outside the FM Talk 106.5 studios. Now we're joined by staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Dalton.
So we got a lot of rain yesterday, or at least it seemed like it from my point of view. How much rain did we end up with?
Well, officially 0.68, so almost 3/4 of an inch of rain fell, and that those showers late in the afternoon and into the evening hours. That brings us up to about 2 3/4 inches of rain so far for the first 7 days of the month.
And that's only going to rise from here on out, I have a feeling.
Yeah. Well, we got up to 82 yesterday, another warm day. We've had several days now with 80-degree temperatures, and, of course, that is way, way above normal. Looks like today we won't quite make it to the 80-degree mark. We will be in the 70s. We still have a stationary front that's across the southern counties of Alabama and Mississippi, and that's helping to produce the shower activity. So, again, today, a good chance for showers, and it may be very much like yesterday. We'll see a cluster of showers develop and then move through the area. And so skies today will be mostly cloudy. Now tonight we could see a few showers, and again we're going to see fog develop after midnight, so that'll be a problem for some areas tomorrow morning. Tonight, not around 62 degrees. Now tomorrow, a good chance for showers again, but now we're going to see a big change because a big upper air disturbance over the west. Western states is going to move across the country, and it's going to bring some of that cold air that's been down, been around through the central portion of the nation for several days. It's going to bring it down into our area. And so as that happens, we're going to see showers tomorrow. We'll start to cool down a bit with a high tomorrow in the upper 60s. And then for Friday night, still some showers around through the evening, but we're going to cool down to around 45 degrees for Friday night.
Wow.
And for the weekend, for Saturday, looks good, mostly sunny, but look at this, a high of 58 degrees. And so the wind will be out of the northwest, and it'll feel a little bit cooler than that. The nice weather for the weekend, well, it's going to last only for Saturday, because on Sunday, in fact, Saturday night, clouds start to move back in. And we're going to see moisture come in over the top of the cool air. And so on Sunday, we'll see temperatures in the 60s. And looks like about 62 degrees for Sunday, but a chance of showers. And then on Monday, a low-pressure system forms in the Gulf. More rain comes into our area on Monday with temperatures in the 60s. And on Tuesday, a strong cold front moves in, and on Tuesday, the showers gradually end, highs only in the 50s, and it looks like Tuesday night, we could see our first frost in the area as temperatures drop into the low and mid-30s Tuesday night.
Dr. Bill, I was going to ask you if we should have a cup of apple cider hot, of course, but now a gallon will seem to work.
Well, this looks like our first real burst of real cold air, not just cool, but cold air coming in. And that'll be, again, Tuesday and Tuesday night with those temperatures getting down into the 30s.
Well, that makes half of us in the Mobile Morning Studios happy. I'll tell you that right now. should we expect any severe storms, Dr. Bill? I know you said some showers moving through the area. Should we be worried about any severity?
It doesn't look like we're going to see the support in the upper atmosphere for any kind of severe weather. And that could change, but right now that's unlikely. But we're just going to see showers. And, of course, tomorrow we got a very good chance for showers through the day.
And one last question before we let you go. I know it's really foggy out right now. About how long do you think we should expect this fog to hang around this morning?
It's going to take at least another hour for some areas for it to burn off, perhaps an hour and a half. And then we'll have mostly cloudy skies through the day.
All right. We appreciate it, Dr. Bill. We'll check back with you again soon.
Okay.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, you can get his forecast twice an hour every hour on FM Talk 106.5, except from 6 to 9, we'll give it to you five times an hour because you got to be ready for the day. And Dr. Bill certainly prepares everyone by letting us know what the weather's looking like. Right now, it's time to check the traffic on the way into work or school. Wherever you're headed this morning, here's Kane with a traffic update.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, so far we've had no new accidents in the roadways. A few that we've had to be cleared up. Got a dense fog advisory till 9 a.m. Thick fog in the area, so keep that in mind. Airport, Spring Hill, and Moffitt and 65 heading northbound up towards Pritchard and Saraland. It's been a good ride, though, this morning with no major backups or delays. Throughout November, the Spot the Battle House is featuring Treat Yourself Tuesdays and Wind Down Wednesdays. Receive 30% off any service 50 minutes or longer. Their team's waiting for your call. Dial 338-5700 to get pampered at the Battle House Hotel. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
A fine Cabernet is a drink, but not all drinks are a fine wine. A luxury sedan is a car, but not all cars are luxury sedans. There are books of literature, but not all books are literature. Legacy Oaks at Spring Hill is an apartment home community, but most apartment homes are not Legacy Oaks.
See the difference for yourself at Legacy Oaks, located in the heart of Spring Hill. Secluded, yet convenient to so much. A community that will change how you view apartment homes in Mobile. Great design, spacious floor plan, attached garage, large eat-in kitchen, plus roomy bathrooms featuring jacuzzi tubs. All inside a large gated campus in the middle of Mobile, complete with amenities like pool, fitness facility, clubhouse, outdoor entertainment area, and lots of green space. Close to shopping, dining, and just minutes from I-65. 1, 2, and 3 bedrooms are available now. Take an online tour at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com or see them in person at the corner of DeRue and College just off Dauphin Street in Mobile.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at FMTalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
.640 on FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings. Dalton Orwig and Kelly Finley in with you on this foggy Thursday morning. I want to remind you about the Ultimate Tailgate Prize Giveaway. We're going to give away this prize package worth over $6,000 in prizes. 1 week from today on Midday Mobile, one person will win this entire prize package. And if you haven't heard, let me tell you what is in this Ultimate Tailgate Prize Giveaway package from Bailey's TV, the centerpiece of our giveaway here, a 55-inch Samsung 4K HD TV and a soundbar that comes with it so that it sounds as good as it looks. Of course, we wouldn't have the Ultimate Tailgate Prize Giveaway without an awesome screen to watch some games on, or, you know, your shows, whatever you might be watching on Netflix. Cart Doctor coming through with a 2-week, 4-seat cart rental. Those are very handy if you're out at a stadium tailgating or taking a ride around the neighborhood. Old Time Feed has 2 extra large Adirondack chairs and the table that comes with them. And we've had these chairs in the FM Talk studios before. They might, I think, more people have talked about these Adirondack chairs. They're that amazing. Came by the studio. They're huge, and they are sturdy.
You could fit a family of 3 on one of them.
You could. If everything went wrong, but you had these Adirondack chairs in your backyard, somehow you lost your house, you could make another house out of the wood from these chairs. I promise you. Fairhope Brewing Company, they're giving away a party pack of craft beer and merchandise. And let me tell you, when Fairhope Brewing Company puts together a party pack, it's a real party pack. It's going to be awesome. And the Carrot Patch Jewelers with a team logoed 14-karat gold pendant. So whether you're an Auburn fan or an Alabama fan or a fan of another team, they'll put that logo on a 14-karat gold pendant. You can show everyone who you're rooting for. We'll also give away on Thursday, next Thursday, 4 qualifying prizes to the winners of each store that don't win the grand prize, but one person walking away with that grand prize, over $6,000 in prizes. Register once a day per day at each location, and you'll have a chance to win next Thursday. 6:43 now, FM Talk 106.5. Let's check the headlines with Kelly.
Alrighty, thank you, Dalton. Earlier in this hour, we told you about this new mass shooting. Here's what's new. The president has tweeted out a message from his @RealDonaldTrump, of course, his Twitter handle, saying, "I have been fully briefed on the terrible shooting in California. Law enforcement and first responders, together with the FBI, are on scene. 13 people at this time have been reported dead. Likewise, the shooter is dead, along with the first police officer to enter the bar." The president tweeted that out 4 minutes ago. If you're just catching up, here's what we know. 13 people are dead after a gunman opens fire on a crowd at a country dance bar, which was holding a college night. This happened in Southern California, if you're familiar with the area, Thousand Oaks. You know, hearing how witnesses describe what happened, some of them using bar stools to try to break open the windows and to escape. We're getting more descriptions of the gunman, who was described as a tall man who was wearing a black hood over his head and his face partly covered when he walked into the Borderline Bar and Grill and just started firing shots. Many people were injured. The gentleman who passed away has been identified as Sheriff's Sergeant Ron Helius. He passed away. He was actually in the neighborhood and heard the call, came in to respond, and was hit multiple times with gunshots. It is just a very sad story. He leaves behind a wife and a child. He's described as a 29-year veteran of the force. He had planned to retire in the coming year. This is a very sad story happening overnight, and we'll continue to update you when more information comes about. We have not, the identity of the gunman has not been revealed, but again, 13 people gone. Oh, my goodness. Our hearts and our thoughts and our prayers are with those families. And this is a college, you know, this is a college night. So you think about how many young people were in there for a good time.
Yeah. And one of those witnesses we actually have audio of right here, a woman who was inside the bar when the shooting began. She said she was able to escape by being thrown out of a window
to
safety.
A guy that I know, oh, I don't really know him. He was able to throw me out the window. They had chairs and they threw them out the window, and they were able to take me and the girlfriend that I was with, and this got us out the window and carried us right up here, and we were able to get picked up by a guy friend of ours and get back to our cars, and that's how I got to him.
That doesn't give you chills. I don't know what does. So this was a college night, and there was country two-step lessons being offered. Okay, so you think everybody from a visual standpoint, were probably looking in one direction, never saw this person coming. A witness says, quote, it looked like he knew what he was doing. Closer to home, the votes have been counted in the Alabama general election 2018. And according to the Secretary of State's office and their website, half of Alabama's registered voters turned out for Tuesday's general election.
All right, congrats.
Yeah, there were more than 1.7 million total ballots cast. There are more than 3.4 million registered voters in the state. So that places the turnout at 49.8%. In terms of the 2014 general election, that turnout was 39.8%. Tuesday's participation rate was still lower than the three midterm elections preceding 2014. And when it came to the most highly watched race, the gubernatorial race, Governor Kay Ivey received more than 1 million votes. So she had 59.5%. Tuscaloosa Mayor Walt Maddox, he received a little more than 691,000 votes, which put him at 40.4%. There were 2,614 write-in votes. 0.15%. That's that number that comes about. Secretary of State John Merrill, he had estimated turnout would be between the 35 to 40% range. So there you have it, in case you were wondering. So we topped his outlook, and it's always good to do such.
I love it.
Yeah. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thanks, Kelly. 6:47 on FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. And we'll come back and talk a little bit of sports. The New Orleans Saints, who had a big win over the weekend over the previously unbeaten Los Angeles Rams, well, they're only getting better by adding a Pro Bowl wide receiver. I'll tell you who's going to be joining the Saints on the field here before too long.
Where can you find the tools you need to get the job done and get it done right?
Gulf Coast Tools and Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you succeed and save money. Do-it-yourselfers and professionals know where to go. Locally owned and operated Gulf Coast Tools. Tailgating season is here, and Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley.
This is FM Talk 106.5. Like what you're hearing? Well, there are thousands of other Gulf Coast listeners who like it too. Why not put us to work to make those local residents your customers? FM Talk 106.5 will reach them efficiently and effectively. This is Celeste Holland. Together, we can design an advertising campaign that will increase your business, even in this rough economy. Give me a call at 251-344-1065, extension 16, and let's discuss how FM Talk 106.5 will help boost your business.
This News 5 FM Talk 106.5 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit irsallstar.com.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A wrongful death lawsuit filed by the family of Michael Cox names three companies and the person who allegedly killed the 21-year-old man with autism. Trent Yates worked at the group home where Cox lived. Police say Yates hit Cox with his fist and even stomped on him, leading to his death. New Way Out Corporation, French Residential Facilities Incorporated, and Alta Point Health Systems are all named in the lawsuit. U.S. Marshals have joined the search for Nicholas Young. Investigators call him a strong person of interest in the murder of a man in Foley. Jeff Higginbotham was found stabbed to death inside his Bay Villa apartment by a maintenance worker on October 30th. A day after the discovery, authorities say Young is seen getting out of Higginbotham's stolen SUV abandoned in Pensacola. U.S. Marshals believe Young could be in South Baldwin County, Birmingham, or Pensacola. The case against two men charged in connection with a gas station shooting and armed robbery over the summer will head to a grand jury. Emmanuel McAlpine and Guaquez Ludgood are accused of conspiring to rob the Chevron gas station on Sage Avenue, where three people were shot.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, decent amount of fog burning off this morning, but no new accidents. A steady ride now if you're traveling from Tillman's Corner and Theodore, 90 from Theodore Dawes Road, again on I-10. You haven't had any delays yet. The Bayway and the Causeway looking good. It's the 23rd season of the Magic Christmas and Lights at Bellingrath Gardens and Home in Mobile with 3 million Christmas lights and 15 scenes set out on a walking tour of the 65-acre garden estate. Get details at bellingrath.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
10 till 7, FM Talk 106.5, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In the NFL, it appears that free agent wide receiver Dez Bryant has found his landing place. The longtime Dallas Cowboys star and the New Orleans Saints reached an agreement on a one-year deal yesterday. Financial terms of the deal not yet announced. Bryant will reportedly wear his longtime number 88 in New Orleans and report to the team's facility today after spending Wednesday in Dallas with his son. Bryant visited New Orleans Monday, working out with fellow wideouts Brandon Marshall and Kamar Aiken. He also previously met with the Cleveland Browns and Baltimore Ravens. The 30-year-old spent his entire eight-year career in Dallas before being cut by the Cowboys in mid-April. Bryant caught 531 passes for 7,459 yards and 73 touchdowns during his 8 years with the Cowboys, including 838 yards and 6 touchdowns last season. A three-time Pro Bowler also led the NFL with 16 receiving touchdowns back in 2014. And he'll also get the opportunity to play against his former team later this month, as the Saints are scheduled to visit the Cowboys in Week 13. New York Jets rookie quarterback Sam Darnold wore a walking boot to practice yesterday and will not play in Sunday's home game against the Buffalo Bills. He's been diagnosed with a significant foot sprain. Ian Rappaport of NFL Network reports that Darnold will be assessed on a week-by-week basis after the Jets' bye week. The 21-year-old has 1,934 yards, 11 touchdowns, but leads the league with 14 interceptions in his rookie campaign. In NASCAR news, Kevin Harvick has been stripped of his berth in the Cup Series championship race because his car failed inspection after winning at Texas Motor Speedway on Sunday. NASCAR said Wednesday that Harvick's number 4 Ford had an illegal spoiler. In addition to the championship qualifying win no longer counting for Harvick, he was docked 40 playoff points. Crew chief Rodney Childers and car chief Robert Smith were suspended for the last two races of the season, and Childers was fined $75,000. Stewart Haas Racing Team will not appeal the penalty, and former Cup crew chief Tony Gibson will replace Childers for the final two races. Harvick still has the possibility to clinch the final playoff spot available on points. He sits 3 points ahead of Kurt Busch and 17 points ahead of Chase Elliott heading into the elimination race on Sunday in Phoenix. And in some offseason baseball news, according to multiple reports, six-time All-Star Bryce Harper rejected a contract offer late last season from the Washington Nationals. The contract was reportedly valued at $300 million over 10 years. Harper turned 26 last month. He's expected to receive the largest contract among the 164 free agents this offseason and possibly the largest contract in baseball history. Harper has 184 homers and 521 RBI in his young career after being selected number one overall by the Nationals in 2010. 6:53 now, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This is a great time of the year for food, fun, and entertaining. If you're planning a wedding, after rehearsal, or a corporate event, well, you need to call Naaman's Catering. Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we've been serving the Gulf Coast for over 25 years with great food and unsurpassed service. So if you're planning a special event or just a good old backyard social, don't stress out. Just call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900 or look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com. Give us a like on Facebook and go Jack.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for showers with temperatures in the mid-70s. Tonight, fog with a few showers, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, showers with highs in the upper 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. The news, weather, and traffic you need. You need. The talk you want. You want. And the sports you love. You love. This is FM Talk. FM Talk 1065. 1065.
5 till 7, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this foggy Thursday morning. I'm Dalton Orwig. Right now it's time to check the news headlines for today. Here's Kelly Finley.
Alrighty. Thank you, Dalton. Good morning, everyone, on this Friday Eve, as we like to call it. You know, we've talked about our website, FM Talk 106.5. We've heard the national news, of course, so you know what's happening when it comes to the name Jeff Sessions, right? Mm-hmm. Well, did you know that protesters are planning to organize a protest today at 5 p.m. in cities across Alabama and across the nation in support of protecting Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into the Russian interference in the 2016 election. The protests are coming in response to President Trump. Now, do you say that he fired Attorney General Jeff Sessions, or do you say that Jeff Sessions submitted his resignation with the nudge of the president?
I would say the latter.
Okay. It depends on how you look at it, right? So what happens is now that Matthew Whitaker, he steps in as the acting attorney general. That happened on Wednesday. That's when that was announced. And people are a little confused as to why the current deputy attorney general is not being bumped up to that position. So there's questions that are swirling around the timing of all of this. Of course, we know the general election has ended. Those numbers are in. So Whitaker will assume oversight now of special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into the Russian interference into the 2016 election. He's going to do that from Deputy Attorney General Rosenstein. So activists are saying that they're going to demand that Whitaker recuse himself, quote, given his conflicts of interest and previous statements attacking the investigation. So protests and demonstrations have been organized in Alabama. As of 11 p.m. last night, events have been scheduled in Auburn, Birmingham, Dothan, Fairhope, Florence, Huntsville, Montgomery, and Tuscaloosa. If you like more information, you can go to a website. It's called TrumpIsNotAboveTheLaw.org. So there are part of several nationwide protests that are happening, and demonstrations also planned for 5 p.m. our time. More than 2,600 people have been registered to attend the protests in Alabama. So we shall see, as they say. And there's also a poll that I've mentioned that's happening on AL.com as to whether or not you think that the former Attorney General Jeff Sessions should go ahead and resume his old Senate seat.
Mm-hmm. Run for Senate 2020.
Yeah. As they say, we shall see. And then do want to tell you this, because we have been talking about the election. These numbers are in. About two-thirds of the Alabama voters who cast ballots in the election on Tuesday did so with a straight ticket vote. We'll have more information on that coming up in our next news headlines. But of course, when it comes to elections, we all like to crunch the number and see who did what and where and how, you know, how those percentages came on in. And so we'll continue to keep you posted on that here on air and online. FMTalk1065.com. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 1065.